Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Afternoon and welcome. It is great to be here with you today. Thanks for joining us, and my gratitude to everyone. I was thinking about you a little bit earlier today as I was making my way from Mass. I just thought, man, how good God is, how generous He is. It's a beautiful day where I'm broadcasting from. I'm not quite sure how the weather is where you're listening to me right now, but I just thought, man, God is so good, and your generosity has been so abundant. We're so grateful to everyone who has joined Relevant Radio in the past couple of days to help keep us on the air. It's an important thing to do, and I'll just give you a quick reminder today. If you can help, it's a great day to do it. Dollar for dollar match, and look, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what's happening here. It's been a little slow today. It's Tuesday. It's August. It's a tough pledge drive, and things are just a little bit on the slow side, so we could use your heroic giving today in more than ever. So if you can do that, I'll give you a number. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or, of course, you can join us anytime by donating online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. It's a really great way of doing it. And, of course, you'll get a free MP3 download on how to convert your loved ones. That's the wrong way of putting it. The right approach, maybe. It's not that you're going to go out and it sounds almost kind of nefarious, doesn't it? Get this. We'll give you the secrets, you know, to how to do this. Now, it'll give you strategies. It'll give you good moral principle. It'll give you ways to communicate in a way that will bring truth to the heart of your loved one. That's yours free. It's really quite priceless for whatever you can give. So if you do that online, you'll get plugged into that. But before I go any further, I want to pray. I want to lead the program and ask Our Lady in a special way to intercede for us. So I just put this next 3 hours I get to spend with you in the hands of our Blessed Mother. And why don't you bring your intentions to her right now? You know, she intercedes before the divine, before our divine Savior, her divine Son, in a powerful way. I can't think of anyone who has greater efficacy in terms of taking our petitions to the Lord than our Blessed Mother, who loved Him so much and who cooperated in salvation history in such a profound way. So whatever you are struggling with, whatever that need is, that miracle that you need today, maybe, you know, that answered prayer you've been seeking, let's just turn to the Mother of God and let's ask her to intercede for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come. Before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think about Our Lady quite often. I mean, one of the great moments in Christ's life, and of course, even in His ministry, was at Cana, right? She called Him out. She had such mercy, such compassion for that bride and groom who were about to be humiliated, and they ran out of wine. And she knew, because she had seen, she understood the nature of her Son. She knew what He could do. She knew He's the Son of God. And she told Him, hey, they have no wine. I said, woman, what do you want me to do? He knew what she wanted. He knew exactly what she wanted. And He could not say no to His Mother. That, of course, was His first public miracle. He turned water to wine. Now, I love that miracle. What happens? You get these stewards, right? He says, you know, fill these giant, these big, you know, these big vats with water. So they do it, right? And the Lord takes that substance, water, transforms it into wine, to the best wine that probably anyone in the world has ever drank, right? Everyone said, why are you putting out the good wine last? You normally do that first. I mean, our Lord was the divine sommelier, if you will. Think about that. Think about how incredible that must have been. That was a powerful miracle of mercy. And Our Lady will intercede for you. I've often found that by turning to her, you'll find yourself drawn closer to Christ. It's not either or. It's not Our Lady versus Our Lord. Our Lady points you to her Son. She'll bring you to her Son. She'll speed you down that path to holiness. You'll fall in deeper love with Jesus. Trust me on that. So turn to Our Lady. A great prayer to pray is the rosary. It's a prayer called forth, I really think, by heaven. And it's incredibly powerful. It's a prayer in which you meditate on the life of Jesus Christ through the eyes of Our Lady. And all the great saints knew the secret to sanctity. All the great saints practiced it. All the great saints had this devotion to Our Blessed Mother. You look at them all. Look at Kolbe. Look at John Paul II. Look at Faustina. Look at all of them. I don't know if you know this. St. Faustina actually had an apparition of the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother appeared to her. So did St. Joseph. It wasn't just Jesus. So, you know, today, in a special way, as we turn and we invoke Our Blessed Mother, I want you to do that in your personal life, too. And it might be hard for you. You might have a real problem turning to her. But I'll tell you what, when I really began to fall in love with Our Lady, I really began to fall in love with our Lord. I mean, it was kind of strange the way that worked. And I think you'll find the same thing. But I'm not here to talk too much about that. I want to get you plugged into some things that are happening around the world. I'll also give you some background too. You'll love this on the spiritual founding of our country. And there's been some bizarre events that have happened in our nation's history that you may not be aware of. You may not have ever heard of these. And I'll give you a little history lesson today too. I think you'll appreciate this, how God had a role for this great nation of ours. And he was reaching out even before Columbus discovered America. And I think it's pretty powerful stuff. Today, though, I'm going to ask you to pray, too, for Haiti. I heard Mary Graham at the top of the hour mention the fact that the death toll in Haiti has now risen. Official reports are coming out. The number's now above 1,400. Okay, but rescue efforts, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I talked about this. They're being hampered by a tropical storm, Grace, which right now is just absolutely drenching. It is soaking the island. And these people are living under sheets. That's what they have, sheets for tents. And it is pouring rain. And, of course, that's going to bring a further level of suffering through, I'm sure, the spread of dysentery and all sorts of other kinds of disease. So please pray for our brothers and sisters there. News anchor Vladimir Dutier from CBS reported from Port-au-Prince on just some of the hardships that the people there have had to navigate. So just to put this into perspective for you, I want to share what's happening there. And I want to remind you, too, that when you give to Relevant Radio today, we will give 10% of any donation that comes in. It'll be matched, so your $20 will become $40. And then we're going to give 10% of that to help those suffering in Haiti. But listen to this package. This comes from CBS News.
It's a striking blow for a country that still hasn't fully recovered from a series of natural disasters. A devastating earthquake hit in 2010, where an estimated 300,000 were killed. I spent nearly a month reporting from Haiti immediately after and witnessed the horror that Haitians face.
We need more people down here.
C'est où ta maison?
In 2016, we came back after Hurricane Matthew leveled towns along the coast.
We understand the dire situation we are in, but the most important thing is we will come out of it.
Rachid Edmond is Haiti's ambassador to the U.S. He says the rebuilding effort will be an arduous one, especially after the assassination of Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse last month led to even more instability. But he says Haiti's interim government needs to step up and rebuild a stronger nation.
All right, so please pray for them. I was in Haiti in 2017. And the devastation from the earthquake that had rocked that country, you know, over a half a decade ago was still there. I was sharing with Maggie, you know, my producer, a little bit about my trip. And I had mentioned that, you know, I was with a media junket and a group of media personnel from around the country were there. And we had the opportunity to not just go to an orphanage and see how these kids live, but we were taken to how people live. I remember one experience of all the experiences I've seen, and there was absolute poverty on the streets of Haiti. I mean, as I said, shared a little bit yesterday, women were willing to give you their children. Why? Because there's no food to feed them. The children would have, as a result of that malnutrition, their stomachs would bloat. They'd have brain malformities as a result of the deprivation of the proper, you know, nutrients that they needed. So what some people would do is they'd give them to other people. And these people of greater wealth in Haiti would say, oh, we'll take care of your kids. And as a result of that, you know, we'll send them to school, but they'll have to do chores around our house. I'll have to take care of them. You know, they'll be able to, you know, provide. But what ends up happening, and those kids go into those homes, are never sent to school. They end up becoming slaves. They end up cooking and cleaning. And then many cases, they end up getting abused. But what's the mother going to do? Let her child starve to death on the street? Is she going to try to give that child some hope? And when she saw us as Americans, they couldn't wait to hand their children off. They wanted us to take their children. One woman took me into her home, and she was so proud of it. And what it was probably no higher than the desk I'm broadcasting off of, right? It was like a thatch hut. She had a nasty, and I don't mean this in any form of disrespect, a nasty mattress laying on a mud floor, right? And this thing, I don't know even where she got it, but it was covered with dirt, and grime, probably bugs. And if I stood up, I couldn't even stand up in this thing. It was only like 3-4 feet high. You had to crawl in on your knees. There were nails protruding from the top of it. I would have ended up getting tetanus from, you know, the wounds I would be inflicted. But she was so proud of this because she had shelter. And I've often found in countries like this, people there are incredibly generous and incredibly, incredibly charitable. I wanted to say to you today, as you're listening to the broadcast, you know, it's hard, really hard to put into perspective other people's suffering. We live in a country, when you walk into a supermarket, it's overflowing with food. When people come from foreign countries and they see that, it's unimaginable to them. You know, I lost power for a couple hours one day, and I thought the world was ending because I didn't have internet access, or the air conditioner wasn't running, or I was worried about the food spoiling in my refrigerator. I think of all the first world problems we have here, right? I mean, they're not really problems at all, but it's so hard to put in perspective. Imagine if you had no power, if you had no running water, you didn't have an indoor toilet, you haven't taken a shower for a long time, you're covered in bugs, you had to sleep on the ground, or your children was going to go ahead and not have enough food to eat and would probably die. Imagine that. I mean, what would you do? I want to invite you today, and I got to take a short break here, but I do want to invite you today when you donate to Relevant Radio, and I really am going to ask you to please be as generous as you can. If you listen to my broadcast, you know, I try to give you a perspective on the world. I try to get you plugged into the news that's happening around the planet. This is a good source of news for you because I try to be objective, but I try to be moral too, to give you an honest look at those issues. If you value that and you want to support, know that 10% of anything that comes in is going to go to help these poor, impoverished people. And you're going to be doubly blessed. You're going to be blessed for supporting us. That's going to get matched 100%. So that $50 becomes $100. That $2,000 becomes $4,000. Whatever you donate gets matched. And then 10% go to help people who have a lot less than you will ever, ever have. Even in your most abject moment, believe me, you have a lot more than anyone will ever have. And I'm not here to guilt you. I'm just here to say, hey, let's be charitable today. Let's support the work of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and help our brothers and sisters. All right. You can give at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. And that's the best way to give because you're going to get a free MP3 download of a great talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. Or you can call 877-291-0123. As you make that call, here's a quick message from Father Rocky.
Hi, it's Father Rocky here, asking you to reach out and respond because it's our summer pledge drive, and we've got a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's a framed print under glass of Mary, Undoer of Knots. And that's a favorite devotion of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In fact, he wrote a prayer about her, and the last paragraph goes like this. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. This Mary Untier of Knots frame print is yours today for your gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Call or give online now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Okay, you know Drew Mariani, he always says, hold out a big cup, and we're going to hold out a big cup this hour, looking for 200 people, 200 Drew Mariani Show fans, to step forward, reach out and respond, and give to Relevant Radio, this on-air ministry, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. or on the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew for this hour, asking you to reach out and respond. We do have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. Any amount you have to give, whether it's $25, that'll become 50. 50 becomes 100. Even if you have a larger dollar amount, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and we do need some of those gifts, Give us a call right now, and it will be doubled no matter what you have to give. Reach out and respond on the Relevant Radio app at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. And you know what, Drew? If you ask for it, it comes in. Sometimes it comes in. We have a $5,000 gift from John in Green Bay. Hey, thank you, John. Wow.
John, and thank you very much.
Woo. He says he's so grateful to have Catholic Radio, and he continues to grow in his faith because of Relevant Radio. Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate it.
That's awesome. John, we're grateful for your charity. That gets matched dollar for dollar. That becomes $5,000, and we're going to donate. We're going to tithe 10% of that away to those in Haiti. Unbelievable. Hey, lots of ways you can give. Of course, I would suggest if you could go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. We want to give you a free download, too. Patrick Madrid, Josh Raymond, two of my colleagues here went ahead, and they had this wonderful conversation talking about, you know, how you can help bring others back into the fullness of faith, how you can help them, you know, find their way back home. So many of our children and our loved ones have drifted away from Christ, and that's really unfortunate. It's really quite sad. So what do you do? First and foremost, I always say you need to pray. Sometimes it's hard for a family member to bring someone back, but they'll give you strategies here that I think can be life-changing and perhaps soul-changing. So check that out, relevantradio.com. Or you can always call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge.
And as Drew mentioned a little while ago, Relevant Radio is tithing 10% of the total pledge drive dollars raised this week to those affected by the earthquake in Haiti. And when Drew was talking about Haiti a minute ago, it just made me think of a little girl that I held in Haiti in a village there. They're so starved for love. I held on to that little girl for about an hour and a half, and wow. I'll never forget her. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app. Reach out and respond. A 100% dollar-for-dollar match.
877-291-0123. Please call now.
The Drew Mariani Show, Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com. Drew Mariani is on your radio now, coast to coast on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thanks for joining me today. Again, thanks for your generosity. Whatever you can do, thanks. And if you can't afford anything, just say a prayer for us. We'll leave it in the hands of the Lord. Hey, we need to pray for what's going on in Afghanistan. I was catching some news today. It just starts to get my Italian blood boiling when you see what is happening in that country. One of the fallouts from the fall of Afghanistan is that religious persecution is going to hugely increase there. And this is something that's not being talked a whole lot about. But I really want to make sure that we could do what we can to make a difference. I want to get you plugged in, make you aware. I'll call you to pray and fill you in on some other things that are happening. Of course, we know that Afghans who cooperated with our country, they're going to be targeted somewhere in the order of about 18,000 of them. And one journalist, he actually tweeted out a photo of himself of four Afghans who helped him and wrote that all four of them had been murdered. They'd been killed outside their homes after the Taliban took Kandahar. But religious persecution is going to skyrocket. That's just the beginning. The Missionaries of Charity have a home there. They're now totally isolated. What are we going to see to those poor nuns? The Jesuits have a presence there. They're also isolated. Some Protestant groups are reporting that house churches that started up over 20 years ago, they're going to be targeted by the Taliban. So I think we're going to see a lot of bloodshed, a lot of martyrdom, and this is really an unfortunate circumstance. I'm joined right now by the Executive Vice President of Religious Freedom Institute, which you can find online at religiousfreedominstitute.org. It's a delight to have with me today, Eric Patterson. Eric, thanks for your time. Good afternoon.
Drew, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Boy, when we talk about religious persecution under the Taliban, I just can't imagine what we're going to see. I've already seen reports of executions of people who've helped the U.S. military. What's happening in terms of religious persecution? I haven't seen a whole lot of reporting on that other than what you're putting forward.
Drew, you're right. There isn't a lot of reporting, and I think everyone across Afghanistan, particularly Christians and particularly the other Shia minority, are holding their breath wondering what's going to happen. The Taliban is trying to present an image of law and order and of a very peaceful transition, basically that they showed up, the government melted away, and they're there to just take, as they see it, their rightful place. But what I think we will see very quickly is increased persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in Afghanistan.
So we know that the Taliban treat women and girls, for some reason, with utter contempt. What do they do with the women and the girls who just don't want to believe the way they want them to believe? What kind of persecution are women undergoing right now?
Well, what we will see is that type of dramatic bullying of women if they do not conform. The Taliban has done everything from executing women in the past to torturing women to forced marriages. There's been practice of acid in the face and these types of things. And so women across the country right now, particularly in cities, are wondering what's next. And women who were not covering their face or women who didn't have a full covering, they're all covered now in those areas.
Wow, absolutely horrific. So is the persecution, and I'm just curious about where this is going to lead, is it just limited to Christians, or are they going to target Muslims, let's say, who they don't like? I mean, I don't know. Who else is going to be in the crosshairs? Or is this really going to be ratcheted up against Christian organizations and Christian individuals?
Well, Afghanistan has never been a good news story on religious freedom. It's been designated by the U.S. Department of State as a country of particular concern for a long time. I would say it's one of the top five worst places in the world, year after year after year, to be a Christian and on the other religious freedom trends. So this isn't something new. It's just going to get worse. In fact, it's a real failure of the West's human rights policies and U.S. international religious freedom policy that a country that we had hundreds of thousands of Westerners in for 20 years beat the Taliban back, destroyed Al-Qaeda, could never, ever, we didn't have the will, we weren't able to push back on the religious freedom violations for religious freedom minorities. And the last Jew left in June, there's only 10 to 15,000 Christians. They will be imprisoned or martyred for sharing their faith. Conversion is against the law. It's a terrible, terrible plight for them.
Eric, I only have about a minute left for you. What can we do? Can the U.S. do anything to stop this? What can we as individuals do? Who's out there trying to help? Everyone from the missionary charities to our Protestant brothers and sisters.
Well, it's very difficult, I think. And the 10% of the country that are Shia are also under the thumb, and the Taliban treated them terribly. So the best way to us, in addition to prayer, which is the first thing, as you said earlier today, that we must do, the second thing is to rally the international community that if the Taliban goes down that path, to cut off both the licit and the illicit forms of their economic livelihood. We didn't do that well with opium and things in the past, but that's the only external pressure, I think, that's realistic in addition to the prayers of the church.
Now, Eric, thank you for what you guys are doing there at the Religious Freedom Institute. And I hope people will check you out and get behind you as well. That's Eric Patterson. He's the Executive Vice President of the Religious Freedom Institute. Their website, religiousfreedominstitute.org. Say a prayer, not just for them, but for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and around the world. I've got to take a short pause. I'll be back in just a moment. In fact, I'll give you some insight into the history of this nation, what God, I really believe, has called us to do, in almost through a divine mandate. Stay with me.
So many new donors this pledge drive. I want to really thank all of you who have just, you know, maybe you only listened to Relevant Radio for a month or two or three, and you have stepped out in faith and are giving to Relevant Radio. Kathy, a brand new donor from, the western suburbs of Chicago, Bolingbrook, a $25 gift. Claudette, a brand new donor in, L.A. with a $1,000 gift, Culver City to be exact. And also Sylvia giving us a call and donating $50. Whatever you can give, it's going to be doubled this hour, and we are looking for 200 brave people to step forward this hour. We have, 159 to go. 159 to go to hit that 200. Again, it's a dollar-for-dollar match. So whatever you have to give is going to be doubled right now. No matter how you get a hold of us, 877-291-0123 or Drew at the website or the app.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to the to Eric Patterson from the Religious Freedom Institute. And I'm just thinking, you know, we take our religion here in this country for granted. If you are listening and you're glad that Relevant Radio is on the air, if you love the fact that you can get a faith-filled perspective, not only on the events that are unfolding in your world, but you can know your faith and learn your faith and have your faith questions answered and that you know others are being drawn to the faith, then please support this. You know, we live in the land of the free. We live in a land where religious practice and freedom is championed and protected, at least for the time being. But let's keep Relevant Radio strong. We're a minority voice. We are outgunned and outnumbered by so many people right now. I'm telling you, there's so many other voices that want your ear and the ear of your children and your children's children. Let's support the voice of truth and goodness and beauty and that of Jesus Christ. Call now. You'll be blessed. It'll be matched dollar for dollar. And I'll tell you what, you'll be glad you made that call. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123, the web or the app, and a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. And I do want to remind you that if you do give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, we have a brand new talk that it's called Bring Them Back, How to Speak to Your Kids and Other Family Members That Have Left the Church. That is put together by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond of The Inner Life. And that is yours anytime you give this week. If you give online, you will get that brand new MP3 download called Bring Them Back. So give online right now. Have your gift doubled at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Reach out and respond.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Yeah, hey, thank you for your support. I got a call screen in front of me. So happy to see it green. That means the phones are ringing, and I am grateful for your support. We are listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. I got a lot to talk to you about today. Dr. Paul Kengor is going to be stopping by. I want to bring you up to speed on Cardinal Burke. I want to give you some insight on what's happening in Afghanistan. I want to talk about really the divine touch. God called the United States forward. I'm convinced of it, and you can see that from apparitions of the Mother of God to events that happened to the Native Americans to the way Washington mysteriously won battles, whole litany of things. I'll get into it with you. But if you could help me in this hour, I got about 30 minutes left. I would love to see your call today. So if you could make that call at 877-291-0123, or if you could just simply go online and make a pledge at relevantradio.com, no matter how big or small, just let me know you're there. $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever it is, it'll all get matched 100%. It's tax deductible, and Relevant's going to tithe at the end of this pledge drive to help our brothers and sisters down in Haiti. So we're grateful for it. Hey, I want to hit on Afghanistan one moment. We just got done talking about the religious persecution that's taking place to the faithful there, and we take our freedoms for granted. But with the fall of Kabul and Afghanistan, it's not just the Taliban that's noticing; it's also China. You know, Taiwan, and I'm a little worried about this. Taiwan, of course. China wants it back. It's in China's sights, and the U.S. has pledged in the past, look, we'll stand by that island nation. China considers it to be a rogue province, but the Chinese media are now telling Taiwan, in essence, that came out yesterday, and they simply said to the Taiwanese, hey, you guys, if you think the U.S. is going to protect you, you better think again. Look at Afghanistan. Look how they're getting out of Dodge. You can forget about it, is what China is saying to them. So people who are over there, I'm sure, are somewhat concerned. The Chinese Communist Party recently outlined its desire to reunify Taiwan, which sounds kind of innocuous, doesn't it? But the intent is to invade, capture through military force, and then the CCP, the China basically threatened Japan too, because Japan says, look, if they go in, we're with the U.S. And I talked about this a little bit last week. China says, you come in, Japan, we're going to wipe you off the face of the earth. There will be nuclear retribution. That's what's going to happen. So we need to pray as citizens, too, for the conversion of China. As you did for Russia in years past, I think China needs to be prayed for. Listen to this. Listen to the threat leveled by the Chinese government.
Well, let's talk about Taiwan, because this is just days after Xi Jinping reiterated his pledge for complete reunification of Taiwan. A Chinese magazine has released a video simulating an invasion of the island. It was published on the Naval and Merchant Ships magazine site, shows a surprise attack on Taiwanese forces. How seriously should we take videos like this, Greg?
Well, I think this was quite a convincing video in its way, because what it showed was a missile-led attack by China on Taiwan. And I think if there is to be a direct attack by China on Taiwan, it will be very heavily reliant on missiles. Now, the Chinese may have other plans. They may be misleading us. They might do a special forces-led operation. But the logical way for China to take Taiwan is to destroy all its air defences with missiles, destroy all its counterforce capabilities with missiles, and then more or less have an unimpeded road to occupation unless the Americans intervene.
Well, the question is, will we intervene? I think we have to. Otherwise, our word is worth nothing on the international scene. I'm joined right now by Dr. Paul Kengor, and it's good to have him here with us today. Doctor, a couple things there. You know, you heard the clips on China, but that comes after we got we exited from Afghanistan very much like we did from Vietnam. I'd love your thoughts on what's unfolding in Afghanistan right now, your thoughts on China as well.
Yeah, this kind of thing is all related, Drew. It always is. And you know, what those two were talking about in that clip with China simulating attacks, missile attacks and so forth against Taiwan, China does that all the time. And just like the Taliban has talked all the time for 20 years about retaking power. But it's a matter of capability, timing, and if and when they think they can move and get away with it. That's the key. And they might right now feel emboldened like they can get away with it. And you know, that precisely because of what happened with the Taliban in Afghanistan. And for people who don't quite get just how catastrophic this is, I mean, this takes us back to the Taliban was in control. The Taliban took Afghanistan in 1996, Drew. So it's from 1996 to 2001. We unseated the Taliban in November 2001. After September 11, 2001. And between 1996 and 2001, the Taliban became this gathering place for all of the worst Islamist terrorists and enemies of America in the world, including a fellow by the name of Osama bin Laden. And that's what's going to now happen again. So especially with them having the capital, Kabul, as they did in 1996. So this is really catastrophic. This really does put in place the seeds to sow another 9/11. This is a really, really big deal. And I know that there are people who are saying, well, Donald Trump wanted to withdraw troops too. But it's how you withdraw them. It's how you go about it. It's how you do it. It's how you signal things. Joe Biden saying just a few weeks ago in June that it was very unlikely that the Taliban could take over. You can see how wrong that is. So, it's how you go about these things that's so crucial.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, you're a friend of Cardinal Burke. Do you know him personally or not? I got word, too, Doctor, that he's not doing well. He's on a ventilator, and there's a lot of concern for his health right now. What do you know? Do you know anything? But Maggie was saying that you might be plugged in.
Yeah, I don't know more than what I've read, and I like to say this to people that are listening. You know, I've done a number of shows, including with you, where I've talked about vaccines and how people that have natural immunity, like myself, don't need to be vaccinated. How, you know, teenage girls shouldn't be forced to be vaccinated because they're not going to die from COVID, typically, and especially with chances of high risk of myocarditis and pericarditis from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. But somebody like Cardinal Burke, okay, who's in his 70s, overweight, you know, I don't say this in an insulting way. Yeah. Doesn't look like somebody who's a fitness fanatic, right? You know,
a guy like that who's vulnerable, somebody like that, I'm guessing he wasn't vaccinated probably, Drew. And people like that are the ones who really need to think about vaccination and probably should be getting it. Now, let me add, if they're acting on moral ethical grounds because of aborted fetal lines, I get that. That's legit. Mm-hmm. If they're waiting for something like the Novavax, which might be, you know, not mRNA-based, I get that too. If that's the case, though, they need to be very careful, careful, and take this virus seriously, because this is deadly, and it kills people who are at the age and condition with probably the comorbidities of somebody like Cardinal Burke. We can't lose him at the age of 73.
No, he's good.
So
he's
I would implore people to please pray for him, and you know, this shouldn't be happening. This kind of thing shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, a friend of mine knows him personally and brought over to his hospital room a relic of St. Faustina. But, you know, just being very honest, and, you know, I don't want to bring any concern to people. I want to call people to prayer. But, you know, I saw what happened with Father Ubald. He was a priest from Rwanda who had this incredible charism for healing, and God used him in a powerful way, young, vibrant. COVID took him. He did the same thing. Once you end up on that ventilator, it is a battle for your life. Father Seraphim Michalenko, the vice postulator for the canonization of St. Faustina, we owe divine mercy in large part to that man. COVID was really one of the reasons that God called him home. So we're seeing some great men. Father Sosman, Monsignor Sosman, who was involved with the Sheen cause, he was called home. So we have to take this really seriously and pray adamantly.
Yeah, and also too, if there's anybody listening in the medical community with the means to do this, see to it that he gets you talk about experimental vaccines. You know, some of the drugs that people like President Trump got. I had a friend who very nearly died a few weeks ago, and he got it was Regeneron, I think maybe something like that, and it completely turned him around. So if anybody could get to him what he needs right now, they need to get it to him. They need to step up.
Well, I could not agree more. And Paul, I just want to thank you too for all that you do with us over the years. I mean, you've been a great contributor to this radio program here at Relevant Radio, and you've been able to bring some rationality, some sanity, some clarity, some truth, a Catholic perspective, and some great history to so many of the issues that are unfolding around us. And I'm just delighted to have you here as a regular contributor on the show. And I just want to thank you for doing that, as we're in the middle of our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive here. So thanks for making time with me again.
Well, sure. And thanks for all that you guys do. And, you know, I heard you throughout California the other day. And the Relevant Radio's reach is just growing and growing. I'm amazed by it. And Drew, your show in particular, I don't know if you're number one now in this time slot, but I'd be surprised if you weren't, because you're really having quite an impact. And so everybody there, just a tremendous job being done by Relevant Radio for the church.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. 250 million households reached right now and growing. So God's blessing this apostle, that's for sure. Hey, have a safe travel. I know you're making your way through the mountains of Colorado. Be safe, okay? We'll catch up soon.
All right. You got it. Take care. God bless.
God bless you. That's Dr. Paul Kengor. And look, if you enjoy him, and I know a lot of people do, I hear all the time for people say, I just love his perspective. And if you value what we do here at Relevant Radio, would you do me a favor right now? I only have about 10, maybe 15 minutes before we're going to stop and we're going to pray the chaplet. We are in a pledge drive. I need to make an earnest appeal to you, just because Tuesday has been a really slow day. We have a long way to go to make it to goal. And today's the best day to give. If you give, we'll get there. And I'm just going to ask you really to help support guests like Dr. Paul Kengor, programs like this one, all the programs here at Relevant Radio, the chaplet that's coming up. If you could make a financial sacrifice, if you can make a gift of alms to God, if you can sacrifice something for the cause of our faith today, it's a good time to do that. That's the best way to do it, online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. But you can also call. I know a lot of people like to do that. You can give us a quick buzz at 877-291-0123. On behalf of everybody here, I just want to say thank you for whatever you can do. I mean, I'm really grateful. Whatever you can do, large or small, I'm grateful, and if you can't do it, I get it. I get it. You're still family, and just ask you to pray for us. I need to take a short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more. In fact, I'll give you a little bit of the background of how God has really touched this nation. There's been some divine events in our nation's founding. I think you'll find them interesting. Right now, I'll show you how your gift is touching lives.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
I run an apostolate called Catholic Men's Fellowship of California. We ask the men what brought them to our meeting. One man said, "Do you guys listen to Relevant Radio?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, we all do." And he goes, "Well, you know, I left the Catholic Church over 20 years ago. And what happened was, over the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been listening to Patrick Madrid in the mornings. And I just came back to the Catholic Church after 20 some odd years. And I came here to this meeting to sit with you guys and just be a part of your group." What a gift you are, Patrick. Just the way that you talk to people, your gentleness, your mercy, and just what an inspiration you are. And I just needed to tell you, because through you, God has brought another soul back to Holy Mother Church.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Yes, please do make a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for the last 15 minutes or so of the hour. Reach out and respond. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match for at least the next 13 minutes, and we need to hear from you right now. We are down to only needing 93 more gifts this hour to hit that 200 goal for the end of the hour. So if you are one of 93 people who can step forward right now, we will hit that 200. Please give right now at 877-291-0123 or on the app or at the website. It's a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. We've seen gifts come in of all sizes, $10, $20, one-time gifts of $50 or $100, whatever you can give, it's going to be doubled. But as Father Rocky likes to say, if everybody does a little something, we will hit that $2.7 million by the end of the week. And I do need to tell you, we're at about 22%. So really, by the end of today, we should hit we should be at 40%. So we are behind right now. If you can help us out, please jump online or give us a call at 877-291-0123. And this is going to help us out, Drew. Leslie from California says that she has learned so much about her faith from Relevant Radio and that she agrees with you, Drew, that we are fortunate to have religious liberty in America and we are fortunate to have Relevant Radio. So Leslie is stepping forward with $5,000.
Wow.
Thank you, Leslie.
Great hour. That's fantastic.
Thank you. That becomes 10 grand. Thank you so much, Leslie.
And Leslie, first of all, thank you very much. That's heroic giving. And it really speaks volumes to how important Catholic radio is. And what a beautiful gift for the cause of evangelization. That's matched, as Neil just pointed out, dollar for dollar. Now, I'll tell you something else. I don't know. And one thing I do know is that we do not have matching funds all week. I've been told that they don't tell me, you know, what days I have it, what days I don't. But I know we don't have matching funds all week. I wish we did. But we have it today. So just want to throw that out to you. If you could give, we're about to pray the chaplet coming up in about 10 minutes here. So if you could give right now, really help move the needle, we'd be grateful. All I can do is ask. That's all I can do is ask you. And if you feel the Lord touching your heart or calling you to support this mission of evangelization, this important outreach in terms of educating, catechizing, inspiring, and drawing souls back to Him, then make that call. 877-291-0123 or do it online at relevantradio.com. You'll be matched dollar for dollar for whatever you give. 877-291-0123. Neil?
Only 11 minutes left. We have matching funds. Get a hold of us right now. The Hour of Power coming up at the top of the hour. Give us a call at 877-291-0123.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Wow. That's a new bumper. I like that. Thank you, Maggie. Good to be here with you today. Thank you for your support. It is It's wonderful to see the phone lines ring. It really speaks volumes about how much you appreciate Relevant Radio and what we do. I just put it in the hands of the Lord. I can only ask, and the Lord will give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less. So thank you. I do want to talk about our nation's history a little bit. I looked at what happened in Afghanistan and the real erosion of freedom there. Look what the Taliban has done. Look at the persecution. Look at the assassinations. You know, look at the destruction of churches and institutions. We live in the freest, the greatest nation in the history of the planet, bar none. You might say, oh, I wish I was a Roman and lived in the Roman Empire. That was something else, right? No, there's no time, no nation greater than the United States of America. But here's the thing. It's only great if we have a virtuous people. You know, it's only great. George Washington, our founding father, who some believe had an apparition of the Mother of God, said that virtue and morality, it's a necessary spring of popular government. You know, I think it was Adams who said only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. You know, because as nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have need of more masters. It was either Jefferson or Adams who said that. And the list goes on. Our founding fathers, they understood the need for us to be holy. Well, holy is a strong word, to be virtuous. We need a virtuous people. But it was Adams who did say the Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. And that's what Relevant Radio is striving to do. We're striving to help people with their morality, to rise above their vice, to practice virtue. You know, our nation, this Constitution, this founding document, if you will, Adam said, was wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It's made possible only by a moral and religious people. And, you know, in our country has been a beacon of hope throughout the world, right? Even before we became a nation. I find American history fascinating, and I find God's fingerprints on this country fascinating as well. For instance, there are people who believe that God directly intervened at very crucial moments in our history, especially to turn the tides of battles. I think of the Battle of Long Island in 1776, where General Washington, General George Washington at the time, and his army, they were surrounded by the British Army. They had only the East River as a means of escape, right? And there were about, I think, 20,000 men plus all of their equipment. They had no boats that were immediately available to them. And the British fleet was not that far away. So Washington sends out a message for boats. And some start coming in the middle of a rain, right? But that night, the rain stopped. And some believe that this was God's hand. They claim a mysterious fog came up. And it stayed in place all through the next morning. And in the cloak of that fog, Washington and his entire army were able to make their escape. It allowed him and the entire army and their equipment across the river over to the New York mainland in a bunch of rowboats without the British even knowing it. And historians, they call this perhaps the most amazing retreat in military history. The Americans who wrote about it at the time, they believed that fog had been divinely given, because it stayed in place even after the sun came up in that moment. And there are, of course, lots of other stories of God's intervention on this country. I believe that that's the case. You know, if you go back to the founding of this nation itself with Christopher Columbus, there were signs given to him. There were apparitions of a nun in blue who came to Native Americans, teaching them the faith before the nation, you know, ever became a nation. So much to talk about. I'd love to share with you a little bit more, but we are a nation blessed by God from sea to shining sea. This is a nation that upholds religious liberty and freedom. I hope you'll do the same thing. I hope you'll join me today and support Relevant Radio and make sure that we can boldly and proudly proclaim our faith. Support us if you can with a pledge at 877-291-0123.
And an amen, brother, Drew Mariani. Thank you so much. 877-291-0123. Please reach out and respond. We have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. We're doing some math a minute ago. 32 people is all we need to hit that 200 gift level at the end of the hour. Okay, can you be one of 32 people to step forward Your gift will be doubled if you get a hold of us right now. Reach out and respond at 877-291-0123 on the app or at relevantradio.com. Maybe you can come in at the $50 a month level. We have the Mary Untire of Knots framed print. It is absolutely beautiful. At the wedding feast of Cana, Mary helped fix what could have been a terribly embarrassing situation for that young couple. And she can intercede for us, each one of us, when we find ourselves anxious or worried about whatever life throws at us. That's a perfect time to pray to Mary Untire of Knots. This is beautiful. Again, at the $50 a month level, the Mary Untire of Knots frame print. Check it out at relevantradio.com or on the app. Comes in an ornate gold finish frame, and you can see an image of this 11 by 13 print again at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. It is beautiful. Down to 27 more, Drew, 27 more people to step forward at 877-291-0123. Give whatever you can. It will be doubled when you reach out and respond now. You can also give at relevantradio.com or on the app, Drew.
877-291-0123. Thank you for your generosity. Down now to 25, 24, 23 more calls to go. 22, thank you. I see the response coming. We're getting close to the chaplet. 4 minutes away from prayer time. Could we have just 22 people? You'd be one of 22 who said, all right, I'm in. I'm not going to wait till Friday. I'm in now. It helps support us. Dollar for dollar match today, so take advantage of it. And know that whatever you give to us is going to be doubled. $10 will become $20, $1,000 will become $2,000. And Relevant, at the very end of this, wants to give back to God. We're going to also help those who are suffering in Haiti. So when you give to us, you're also helping somebody really needs. So it's a great way to give. You get blessed doubly, you know, and you bless somebody doubly. So if you can help, do it online at 877, or do it on the phone at 877-291-0123. Best way to give it, though, I think, is also online at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app, because you get a free download that we're going to send right to your inbox. It's an MP3. And if you've got somebody away from the faith, listen to this. I think you'll be glad you did. I'll give you some strategy, some wisdom, some insight that could profoundly impact your life. Now, all donations are tax deductible, and I'm so grateful for everyone who's making a call. God's going to bless you. Pick up the phone, make that call now, and do whatever you can, large or small. Thank you.
877-291-0123. Give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. So happy to hear that 10% of the we're going to tie 10% of the pledge total this week to Haiti. It's a country that is it's so impoverished. Like Drew, I had a chance to spend several days there. It was probably about 15 or 20 years ago. And the country is in rough shape on a good day. When you put a tropical storm in the mix and a huge earthquake, they really, really need our help. And we will be stepping forward with that 10% providing food, water, medicine, shelter. So that is an extra incentive to give right now to Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. A 100% dollar for dollar match. Drew, we have 14 more people. That's all we need to step forward.
Oh, I love it. I love it. 877-291-0123. We're about to pray the chaplet. This is a great opportunity for you to get in before we pray and give back to God, to show an act of mercy and just say, Lord, I'm going to give what you've given me to those that are in need. I want the divine mercy message boldly proclaimed. I want to spread mercy. I want to be apostle of divine mercy. So call now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app.
Nine more people to step forward. Can you be one of those nine people to step forward so we can hit that 200 goal for the hour? Thank you, Susan in Shaska, Minnesota, pitching in $10 to the cause. That becomes $20. Marta in Miami, a $25 gift, becoming $50. Thank you so much. Down to five more people. Can you be one of five to step forward right now? 4-877-291-0123 on the app or relevantradio.com. Reach out and respond right now.
Yeah, keep those calls coming. Keep them coming. We need you.